Hi there, and welcome to today's teaching from It's Time For Me as we continue on the topic of relationships. So today I'm going to specifically talk about boundaries, because no matter where your relationships are at this point, whether they're very toxic, whether they're unhealthy, whether they're struggling, whether they're good or whether they're very good, boundaries are really healthy and really important for both people involved in terms of how much of your energy can give to other people, and also what other people can actually receive from you or get from you in terms of the relationship that they are in with yourself. Because if you are getting too drained by somebody's energy and you're giving all of yourself to them, that is not good. And it's actually not good for them, because they're getting a drained version of you, and then they might get an angry version of you or a resentful version of you. So it's a really important topic. So when I was thinking about covering this today, and specifically just covering this, I had a little read up of a few other things around boundaries, because as I always say to myself, there is so much information on everything. You could read and read and read forever. So there's always something new that I even learn when I do more research or readings. And I read this really good quote, and it said, "Know this truth, no boundaries equals little self-esteem." And I read that and I thought, God, that's so true, because it's not saying that you have no self-esteem, it's just saying you might have little self-esteem. Now, this really goes back to what I was talking about the other day, and I was asking you how much respect you had for yourself. Whether you have respect for yourself or not will deem how your relationships will ultimately go, because at the end of the day, you know, you can only give so much of yourself. And that's what I was saying a moment ago. And to be able to have healthy relationships, they have to be equal in measure. And if there's absolutely no boundaries there, and someone can just take from you, expect things from you, manipulate you, or just make the relationship all about them, it can be very, very difficult then for you to have a place in that, and also to find that your own energy is dipping. So it's important for you to decide what your core values are. And what I mean by that is how comfortable you are with certain things. So, for example, a lot of my, now this is a very kind of trivial boundary that I have, but it's just one that I have. So in my work, I do a lot of work on the phone, doing coachings and reading, and also in person, I do that too. And I'm talking all day to people about their problems and their issues, but I'm also literally talking. So for an hour session, I could speak for most of that, particularly for a reading, it's most of me just talking. And I just don't like speaking on the phone then. So most of my friends and family know the best way to communicate with me is through text. It annoys some people because I could send really long essays of text messages when I'm sitting home and I'm relaxed after it. But sometimes mentally, I just am too tired to talk. I just can't think about things and I really need to switch off. So that for me is a boundary. And it's a boundary there because if I do take a phone call that lasts an hour, when I'm finished work at 8 o'clock, I'm just absolutely exhausted after it. And that will affect even how I sleep that night. And also if I finish work late at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock and have been reading all day, I need time to unwind from that. Mentally, my brain needs to be able to switch off to, you know, get rid of the energy of everyone I've been speaking to, and also just to shut my mind down because it can be very busy. So to me, that's a very important boundary to me. Now, on the flip side of that, there's other boundaries that I absolutely don't have, where if people want things from me, I have a problem a lot of the time, I would say, in saying no. I mightn't want to do it. I might kind of dip around it or whatever and hope that the other person gets that I don't want to do it. But 9 times out of 10, people don't get that. So it's about looking at what's going to work for you. So, for example, it's not that I don't communicate with anybody in my life, and it's also not that I don't speak to people on the phone, but I might just say to them, listen, do you mind if I give you a ring tomorrow? I'm actually really tired after work, or I'll communicate with them through text. So I'm not switching off from the world altogether and just saying, I'm really tired, so I'm not speaking to anyone, because everybody is tired and everybody works long days as well. It's not just me. Sorry about that, the recording, I thought the recording had actually stopped, but it hadn't. So there was a slight gap in it there. So figuring out those core values is very, very important, okay? The other thing, and I mentioned this briefly yesterday, was that we can't expect other people to change, okay? Like, we just can't have that expectation. Maybe they will, and that will be wonderful. But, you know, realistically, we have to accept people as they are, which can be difficult. So instead of saying, like, oh, if they change, our relationship will be better. If they listened to me, if they understood me, if they did this and they did that. So sometimes we have to come back and say, what can I change about myself? And that doesn't mean there's something wrong with you, by the way. But having no boundaries or not having boundaries in place is not a good thing. And especially if it is affecting your relationships. And again, you're saying, oh, they should respect me and they should respect my time. If they're not, they're not. But you need to respect your time. It's coming back to what I was just saying there. That quote of saying no boundaries is little self-esteem. What part of you hasn't got enough respect for yourself and enough self-esteem in yourself to be able to say, no, it's okay for me to actually change the course of the relationship? I always say that actions speak louder than words. And when you're trying to put in boundaries, it's not about sitting down with somebody and saying, okay, by the way, and I'll use my example of, you know, not talking on the phone after long days at work, of saying to everybody, okay, I don't speak to anybody after work, so don't get in touch with me. I'd absolutely not do that. But I will just send that text, or my phone might be away and I mightn't even hear it. So the thing about it is, it's that I mightn't be able to change people wanting to communicate with me, and actually, nor would I want people to not communicate with me, but I just have to do it in a way that's going to be suitable for me. If you have somebody who's draining you and taking too much of your time, that maybe you meet them and they're just talking about themselves all the time, you will have to limit your time with those people. If you have somebody like a family member, for example, where you are required, and some relationships there is a requirement where maybe you need to help somebody or care for somebody as well at certain times of the week or, you know, over a course of a weekend, it can be very difficult then to put boundaries in place that aren't there. But it's about starting very slowly, and it's just about that respect for yourself. It's about communicating to them, you know, what your boundaries are, and also deciding ahead of time what the consequences might be for you putting boundaries in place. A lot of times, like I said, it's actions speak louder than words. So you're not saying no, you're just not available. You're not saying you better listen to me. You're just not, you're speaking your mind more, for example. You're cutting them off halfway through talking about themselves yet again. And by doing that, you will get a kind of a fight back from them, because they'll realize energetically. And this is where a lot of things work on, is energy and body language. They'll know that there's something different happening. They won't know what it is, and that'll probably alarm them or trigger something for them. And they might go into overdrive, or they might, you know, even try to push more to get your attention. I recently had a situation in a work situation, even though I work for myself, with an event I was involved in that I found very difficult, actually. And I found somebody involved in the event, it was a difficult situation, and I felt like I was giving a lot of myself to that situation and knowing completely that it was wrong. And I decided I had committed to this, so I had to go ahead with it. I felt I was treated quite unfairly and actually quite rudely, and had given up a lot of my time for this situation. And my whole body was saying, you know, this isn't good enough. And this is a relationship with somebody, to be honest, isn't in my life at all, you know, but was in my life for this particular situation. And it was triggering a lot in me of like, why are they being rude to me? Like, what have I done? Why feeling very different? And it was actually bringing up a lot of stuff that I would have dealt with a group of friends that I had been friends with years ago, who used to treat me in the same way. So it was really interesting what was actually happening. And I found myself having no boundaries around the situation and just giving in and still being polite when they were being rude to me and all of these things, and not just standing my ground. But after the event, this person wanted to continue to have communication with me and do some stuff with me around my own work. And I really just felt at that time, no, like, this just absolutely isn't happening. And I made the decision of not to communicate it. I just made the decision of just, I've got to close this down, which wouldn't be like me, but I just felt I couldn't really put that boundary in place through verbal communication. It had to be through my actions. And what was really interesting to me is the more I pulled back, the more they pushed. And it was like they were pushing and pushing and pushing because they wanted a reaction from me and they wanted some sort of attention. And I have to be honest, I still haven't given into that, and I still haven't responded, and I still haven't done anything. And for me, the energy feels clear. I don't feel taken for granted now or used like I did at the time. And actually, you know, in reality, I actually was. because I felt like, you know what, I'm just not responding to this. I'm not feeding something that's very negative. And that's just a small example of how you can build your self-esteem. That situation was triggering off a lack of self-esteem in me, which I do have. And it was just bringing it up and bringing it up and bringing it up for me, to the point where I was giving in on my boundaries because I did feel low in confidence. But then when I took a step back and said to myself, hang on a minute, what's going on here? Put your boundaries in place. And I did that. I felt really good in myself and I let go of any guilt of how I was dealing with it. Because like I said, it wouldn't be like me to ignore, you know, messages or things like that. But it was the way that I felt it had to be dealt with. So it went on for a good number of weeks, actually. And again, actually the other day, but I'm just not giving into it and I feel good. And that's what it's about. That's about what do you value for yourself. And also, you know, it's your behavior and not your words. So your action, not your words, that are going to speak louder for people. So it's about, you know, going back to that very trivial example. If I take calls from people every single time I'm exhausted after talking all day in work, no one will ever know that I have an issue with speaking on the phone when I'm tired. If I don't and do that instead of texting people, they'll never know. How are they supposed to know? But if I just don't do it, people might be annoyed at that. I know my friends slag me and my family slag me sometimes, but I'm there for them all the time. If they need something, I'm there for them. If I have to show up for something, I'm there. I go above and beyond for people, friends and family. So it's okay for me not to take a call once in a while. You know, sometimes if I get a call or somebody's calling a few times, even if I'm in the middle of work, I'll just text, is all okay? You know, it's just like, look, I'm in this place, I can't do this. Is everything okay? And if everything wasn't okay, I'd be there straight away. So I'm not ignoring people. I'm just putting in a nice, simple boundary that works for me, still keeping my lines of communication open, and things work better. And just people know, and now it's become a joke about how I don't speak on the phone. And one time a couple of weeks ago, I rang my friend on her way home from work, and she answered and she's like, what's wrong? Because she literally thought there was something wrong because I was picking up the phone and phoning. So anyway, this has gone on a little bit longer than I wanted to, but I just wanted to kind of give you a few examples. And while they're very trivial examples, it's about trying to find how you can slot them into the relationships now. So for today, think about relationships where you are struggling with some things. Somebody not listening to you, somebody not respecting you, somebody not doing this, that, and the other. What can you do that can make that better? What boundary can you put in place that can make that better? So I wish you a beautiful day and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.